This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Let's Talk Together in English is brought to you by Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, the Bahamas' largest and most experienced dedicated radiological center.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Guardian 96.9 FM with Fresh News, Smart Talk all day. I am your host, Lady T. It's a pleasure to have you guys with us to Let's Talk Together. For this evening, I have no stranger as my guest. I have somebody that's been doing for, I would say, the Bahamian community also. No other than Mr. Roscoe Thompson III. He is a local government, a chairman of the Marsh Harbor Spring City Township, also a member of the Central Abaco District Council, also a former chief counsel of the Central Abaco District Council. It's a pleasure to have Mr. Roscoe Thompson with me this evening. As you all know, we are still talking about the shantytown issue. Communauté haïtienne, bonsoir, bienvenue à Guardian 96.9 FM avec émission en nous parler ensemble, vraiment, animatrice communauté haïtienne, Lady T, c'est un plaisir lié pour moi là avec nous, côté guest moi pour après-midi, c'est Monsieur Roscoe Thompson, qui est un local gouvernement chairman pour Abaco Spring City. Côté n'a parlé de shantytown, nous avons dit de kay haïtien yo qui a crasé dans Abaco. Mr. Roscoe Thompson, welcome to Guardian 96.9 FM. It's a pleasure to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, Lady T. Pleasure to be on today.
Okay, great. Now, you are on the ground of Abaco. I haven't been there in God knows when. And I know the ongoing problem with the shantytown, the demolition of the shanty towns in Abaco. Can you tell us what's going on down there now? What's the situation? How many homes were demolished?
If I'm not mistaken, it was close to 200 homes between the Gaza and across the road that were demolished, roughly. The thing that I've been saying all along, which is great to see that they have, you know, and I don't want to sound being biased, but they're knocking down homes that were illegally built, just as Bahamians, you know, have to go through the process of showing ownership, town planning, whatever it may be. The issue that is now has arisen over here is all the debris was left there, and people are now coming in, moving it, so they're building in other places. So It's heart-wrenching in that aspect to see what is happening in that, because now what it has done is it spread out that community to a lot of different areas in that regards.
So are you saying that persons are moving from one area to the next?
Well, what I'm saying is that when they knocked down those homes, all the people that were living there, we do not have enough housing in Abaco to suffice even Bahamians looking for places.
Yeah, because
what I'm saying is it spread the people out in areas that we may not know about, going north and south.
Mm-hmm.
So what it's done is people that are still willing to build illegally and take advantage of the laws or whatever it may be, are removing debris and they're building in other secluded areas. They're not building, you know, 6 and 8 houses at one time. They're, you know, 1 or 2 here and there. So we, from the local government and from council, met with ministry, has pictures or anything that is coming up to show where these houses that are being built illegally, to let us know so it can be dealt with. Now, don't get me wrong. As I said on your show before, it has to be done humanely in the right way. And we know we still have a lot of people that are in limbo from many years ago. And I know there's so many arguments. Do they have a right to apply? Do they have a right to get permanent residency? Do they have a right to this and that? And that could be an argument for another day. What we need and what we should have done is found out exactly how many and who were living where. And I hope that the task force did that. But I do know for a fact, and I think you know as well as I do, when you hear the word immigration, anybody that might be here illegally is going to disappear. I mean, they're not going to be there when they come to knock the homes down, or even if they do an inspection.
Mm-hmm.
People know that immigration is coming before immigration knows themselves.
Mm-hmm. Right. So in your opinion, right, would you say the way that the government is doing it, are they handling the situation in the right way? Or they, I would say, do they have a good strategy?
Now, are they, to me, what they did was right, because the houses were illegally built. If a Bahamian cannot build a house without a permit number and drawing plans and going to town planning and Ministry of the Environment, I don't think that anybody else should be allowed to build anywhere. It doesn't matter if it's Dominican, Haitian, American. You have to go through the right process. That is our law.
Mm-hmm.
So in that aspect, yes, I agree with that. Now, when you talk about the task force, that's what I start to question. Do they have a game plan to regularize and get the people that have a right to be here, you know, back into society rather than ostracizing them?
Mm-hmm.
I can ask you, have you heard anything? Because it's been very, besides knocking down, is there a game plan? You know, after that, it's been kind of quiet, if you understand. And trust me, I've spoken to some of my counterparts in other local government jurisdictions, mm-hmm. like Eleuthera, for example, and they've just put 28-day notices on their houses. And like he said, you know, Roscoe, I agree with them knocking down the houses, and I agree with that. But what about the displaced people? And I know some Bahamians are going to say, well, that's really not our problem. But indirectly, it is. That has to be dealt with in a proper and in humanely in a right way. And if you have a right to be here, paperwork to put in for whatever it may be, you might not get total citizenship, but you might get the permanent residency with the right to work, whatever it may be. So I'm still waiting to see what their game plan is moving forward now. So you have 200 homes that were knocked down here in Abaco, but the debris is still left on site. So that causes a, you know, concern that debris should have been moved or secured, you know, so it doesn't allow people to come back and remove material to build in other places.
Right. Well, on my end, I have not heard anything. Well, the last time, because I'm really trying to stay away, kind of, you know, trying to stay away from this. But, you know, you could only try. I try, but at the end of the day, I still have to do my job, right? Is to help the Haitian community the best way that I can. I had a few persons that reached out to me that still sleeping at churches, and you know, with housing is not easy to find here either. You know, they have kids, and some of them, their husband are deported and no status. It's only them that has status, only them that are the breadwinner at the home. So it's a little bit difficult. I would say it. I'm not against what the government is doing. I'm always going to say that. 100%, I support the government, but we need some kind of plan. We need a strategy to know, hey, what's going to happen after the demolition of these shanty towns. Right. Where are these persons are going to go? Are we going to just put them in a shelter or some kind of farm? Or are we in talks with the Haitian embassy? Also, is the Bahamas government and the Haitian embassy, are they in talks to see, hey, are you going to rent somewhere for these people to stay in the meantime? Where are they going to stay? What are they going to do? Because I've heard a lot of persons were sleeping in the bushes, which can be another problem. I mean, I'm always going to say that we don't want to eliminate one problem by creating another problem.
Correct. And that's where I go. You know, I know they are still deporting illegal immigrants, not just back to Haiti, but, you know, to other countries that are here illegally. But the thing is, too, and then I look at the turmoil that's also going on in Haiti.
Yeah, Haiti is in a mess. It's in a chaos right now. It's not anywhere to even receive people. Where are they going to go? Persons who in Haiti who have homes in Haiti has lost their homes and lost everything in Haiti. So,
right. And the only thing I will say to you, Lady T, is one thing that I've noticed, too. We still have a lot of Bahamians living in trailers and things like that from Dorian. So even as you want to say, or as some people would say, organic Bahamians, ones, you know, true Bahamian. I mean, we're Bahamian, you're Bahamian. But
that's right.
When I say that, I mean, Bahamians are still living in trailers by the government complex. So it's a concern of mine, not just as the township and the chairman, but also from the council level. Looking at it and saying, hey, what can we do now since these people, immigrants, are the ones that we're living, it's disperse them all out through the length and the breadth of Abaco again. So
right.
It's not like they're just in the Gaza, you know, I'm going to call it off of SC Boodle Highway. I don't know why they named it the Gaza, but that was a name that was given to. You know, you still have the farm up in North Abaco. But and that's where I think we have to be careful, because if we go and knock down another 200 homes, and which by law should be, you still have all those residents and all those people that are displaced. So where are they going into our community? Now, don't get me wrong. I know some have pooled together and rented homes, or you know, have pooled together and bought property, you know, that have the financial means in that regard. And let's also remember, there was a lot of illegal renting that was going on in these shanty towns. And when I say that, a person would build a house and it would look from the outside like a normal, you know, house. But when you walk in, there would be 4, 5, 6 bedrooms with one community bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and as I get back to it every time, you have to follow the laws of the Bahamas. Now, for people that are here on work permits, and this is something I want to stress, and I've continued to stress whenever I speak. If I bring you into this country as a foreign national on a work permit to work for me or my company or whatever it may be. I am responsible for your living accommodations. I am responsible for your NIB payments. And that's where the other part of that trifold or trifecta that they have to do is the people that are here on work permits and Bahamians that are holding those work permits for them, they are responsible for their housing.
Right. Okay, let me...
That is part of...
Let's do a recap in Creole. Okay, community okay. Haitien a parlé de Kai Kikrasé Abako côté Monsieur Roscoe Thompson qui c'est local gouvernement qui en charge. Abako a parlé de situation à côté où il y a 200 Kai qui ont écrasé dans côté qui les Gaza. Town Abako côté il dit que mon Abako qui toujours pas gain côté pour y aller. Mais il t'a amené que gouvernement qui a cage qu'a gagné en plan. Un plan pour aider Mounio, un plan et avec ambassadeur haïtien qui a un plan côté Mounio qui a dormi, côté Mounio qui a arrêté parce qu'il pas gain vraiment une situation à Bako mal parce que vraiment vrai gouvernement gain pour l'écraser là 200 cailles et tout il dit comme ça gain moun qui rete dans l'autre et me connaît tout gain moun qui rete dans l'autre vrai écraser combien cailles il dit vraiment tout il n'a parlé avec moun ça yo tout moun ça yo pas gain côté pour yo aller ou pas gain côté pour yo faire et si yon moun bon papier ici ici un papier c'est moun ça qui responsable pour national assurance c'est lui même qui responsable pour un côté pour même rete sou pa gen côté pour aller tout moun ka di moi même pa ka di ki pa d'accord avec kay gouvernement krasé yo mais vraiment vous c'est nous c'est pour gouvernement ta doit gen un plan côté yo di OK m'a krasé kay ça gen ça m'ka gen plan ça côté m'fè kay ça yo à un gens qui pi qui pas trop cher côté où nous même à travail nous ka louer yo ou nous ka acheter yo est-ce que vous comprenez moi ça veut dire nous même même moun yo même a gagne côté pour yo rete ou y a gagne côté pour yo aller mais l'on fin krasé tout kay ou krasé tout kay ou krasé tout kay moun nan pa gagne côté pour l'aller vraiment ça puis fait et nan opinion pa m gagne moun nan ki te rele m ka di ou qui tap dormi dans l'église a tellement gen moun kap dormi dans l'église côté pa gen côté moun sa yo gen Mario qui était déporté qui a Haïti moun sa pa gen côté pour y aller yo pa gen moun pour aider yo gen konfi ki relèm ki gen 5 ti moun nan men vraiment situation très 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 triste et nous connaît avec situation nous gen Haïti konya et Jean Labdia Haïti gen problème pa y pa ta kwè ki gouvernement ka voyer moun Haïti et tout quoi et qui pa gen papier yo et ça pas vrai parce que moi les moun yo aller écraser kayo immigration aller avec yo defend force aller avec yo toute qualité moun aller avec yo pour yo wè pour moun qui pa gen papier tout moi dans télévision côté m'a regarder moun qui pa gen papier yo té tout arrêté yo et l'autre vous comprenez c'est ça que fait immigration aller avec yo si gen moun qui pa gen papier les ay mande question pour écraser kayo yo tout kembo. Est-ce que vous comprenez tout? Je connais que le gouvernement a voyé les gens aller à Haïti sous bateau, excusez-moi, sous bateau de Defense Force là, côté où ils ont déporté les gens l'autre jour. Je connais l'avion pas capable voyager, mais ils ont pris un bateau là, ils ont déporté les gens. So ça c'est un mauvais situation qui est très triste et m'baka di ça nous ka fè nan ça on seul bagay nous ka prier et mandé gouvernement pour parler avec ambassade haïtien encore pour yo wè jan yo ka aide communauté haïtien. Mr. Thompson, hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, great. So I had to do a little also. I'm live on Facebook so that they can know exactly what's going on the show. Because, you know, the show is there to inform and educate them as well. So, you know, yes. So as we were saying, I agree with you. I do feel like there's some kind of plan that needs to be in place. Persons are telling me that they have not seen social service. They even come on board. So that's another issue. So they're not getting any assistance. Now, we're not going to even talk about the Haitians because we have a lot of Bahamians. Now, let's talk about the Bahamians that we have that are still in these situations also.
Right. And I just want to say they're going to just between me and you, I'm going to probably have to get off in about 3 minutes because they are getting ready. You know, I'm traveling
right
to go. And I will be more than happy. I do apologize to you for not, you know, being on for the full hour.
That's fine.
But getting back to it, you know, and like I've said over and over, you know, we have Bahamians. Now, let me say this. A lot of Bahamians of, and I'm going to say this, of Haitian descent, a lot of them have integrated into society over here. They've bought homes, they've bought property, they helped after Dorian. They, you know, people got together and they did things.
It kind of, one second, Mr. Thompson, it kind of shocked me when you said persons from Dorian is still living in tents.
Trailers
in Abaco. Wow.
Yeah.
That's another situation that needs to be addressed.
Right. And I hope that they do get around to it, because there are still a lot of, as I said, Bahamians that are still struggling over here. So you can see some of the animosity and why, you know, there might be a certain negative connotation between what's going on right now in the Haitian community or the Bahamian community. But at the end of the day, if you are Bahamian and you have a right to be here and whatever, that's what needs to happen. We need to start integrating into society rather than ostracizing individuals. I do agree. Social services needs to play a bigger part. And I know people are going to get mad at me at saying this, but, you know, government has to stop looking at all this traveling and all this extra expense that they're using in certain areas and giving focus a little more to social services, because it's not just Haitian nationals. They're Bahamians that are needing that assistance.
Mm-hmm.
It's very sad to see that, you know, there are families that might be living in the bush. Now, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, it comes back to it. You don't have a permit number to build a house, so it's not right to allow one group of people to build without following the law, and then the Bahamians have to go through all the procedures. I think that's where we've done, I don't want to say a decent job right now, but it's an okay job. But what are we doing moving forward? How mm-hmm. are we going to get these people? How are we going to get people regularized? How are we going to get people to, you know, come in and apply for status, or come in and put in an application for status?
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's a lot. It's a lot, Mr. Thompson. It's a lot. And
it's scary. It's not just scary for Bahamians, but I also know that it's got to be scary for people that are here illegally, or, you know, whatever it may be, or in limbo. It has to be a scary situation to know, hey, my house has been knocked down. Yeah, well, you broke the law. Okay, fine. We understand that's happening. But what are we doing moving forward? So,
but the thing about it also, Mr. Thompson, they're only addressing one side of the situation. You have those Bahamian citizens that actually are putting these Haitians through this. Where they lying to them, letting them know, hey, this is my land. All you have to do is make sure that the house is nice. You have electricity, you have water, and you can build a nice home, and you could stay here. And themselves are thinking it's true.
And those Bahamians need to be prosecuted. I know for an example of across on agricultural land, there was a gentleman that was renting out or a lease for $2,000 that they could build their own home or their own house or whatever it may be. He can't do that. By law, agricultural land, Crown land, you cannot go and sublease out property.
That's right.
Unless it's approved by government. You know, it just does not happen. I cannot have an agricultural farm and then go and sell little blocks of property or lease little blocks of property for people.
And we, and that's something that I want to let the Haitian community know. If that, and that's why we have these shows to educate and inform them of what's going on, the you know, of the law in the country and so on and so forth, because so they don't get fooled. And so they don't get swing, like we would say, you know, because people don't understand. The dumbest person is somebody that don't know. And they think, hey, they're scared of these payments when they say, hey, go build this and this is my home. So we want to let the Haitian community know. Pa fe kay, sou kras te moun. Si ou pa konen si te a se pou moun nan ye. Okay. Mr. Thompson, I know that you have to go and I have to take my break. I thank you so, so, so very much. It's always a pleasure to have you on. I hope next time we get to talk a little bit longer and do have a safe flight. Thank you so much.
I thank you for having me and I do apologize.
That's fine.
You know, I've been promising you to come on and it's just that now that it was such that the timing today I thought would have worked out and it ended up. It was a little backed up. So
yeah,
I do apologize,
yeah. The weather was terrible yesterday. We thank God today is nice and sunny. Thank you so much, Mr. Thompson.
Anytime, I would be more than happy to come on to share information and, you know, do what needs to be done.
I appreciate you. Have a great evening.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We will be right back after this break.
Et puis chita s'il vous plaît y a prélé pour radiographie taler c'est ça qui fait relé saltan ou pas un problème dans Fortress Diagnostic Center image at Grosvenor's nous pas jamais faire plusieurs rendez-vous résultat ça veut dire entrée sortie si test depuis stage jour montrer écran radiologue nous ca conduit alternate depuis stage ça kounya la même ou bien relez-nous na 328 81 57 pour faire rendez-vous à Fortress Diagnostic Center image à Grosvenor ou bien relez-nous na 328 81 57 faire rendez-vous à Fortress Diagnostic Center image à Grosvenor ou bien visiter location nous Kamakelod Chaudia.
Friday April 5th, get ready for another exciting fish fry Friday. At Margaritaville, downtown Nassau, featuring the big band Visage and DJ Beat with the latest in soca, bohemian, and old school jazz. Everybody take
a drop. Come to party, I like y'all. Don't want no man.
$25 general admission, $55 buffet and party.
Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Party until 11:30 p.m. That's April 5th, Fish Fry Friday. The stage has been moved, so you've got more dancing space.
This Friday, April 5th, at Margaritaville, downtown Nassau.
Parking at the point for only $10. See you at Fish Fry Friday, April 5th, with the big band, The Star.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM with Fresh News Smart Talk all day. Bienvenue, communauté haïtienne, à Guardian 96.9 FM. Avec à nous parler ensemble, of course, animatrice communauté haïtienne, Lady T, c'est un plaisir pour moi là avec nous. Après-midi, à côté de Gen Gersman, qui était Wasco Thompson. Mais plus qu'il était Gonvol, qu'il tapait point. Nous pas de parler pour tout à l'heure, c'est 30 minutes li fait ibam c'est lui même qui en charge local gouvernement pour abako côté y a crasé kay haïtien yo et nous voulons faire communauté haïtien connait s'il vous plaît pas faire kay sous terre moun si nous pas connait si nous pas acheter terre pas faire kay si on ba mien vini il dit qu'on sont mettre bâti sous terre pas bâti sous terre si il va mettre papier terre est-ce que comprendre moi parce que gan pile nan tesa yo nous même nous choisi pour nous bâtir nan yo tesa yo c'est terre gouvernement yo ye on bagay ki rele crown land Ça veut dire gouvernement qui prend ça dans main nous qu'importe les yo vle. C'est ça qui fait grand pile caille que gouvernement a crasé parce que c'est eux-mêmes qui responsable pour terre. So s'il vous plaît, pas quitter moun ban nous mentir, pas quitter moun OK, fait nous tomber dans ça pour nous pas doit tomber parce que me connais grand pile moun. Gen moun ki di mi dépenser $35,000 nan fè yon kay nan menm kay yo krasé notre jio Sandway comme yo relate ça y a ma changer rad la but anyway on Sandway ba changer ki comme yo di en créole but c'est la fi sa terete nan y a ça côté il dit il dépenser $35,000 pou fè kay. Il fait un bel kay 3 chambres. Il mettait lumière. Il mettait de l'eau parce qu'il dit c'est ça mettre à te dit puis fait. Il connaît bien mais c'est lui même qui te mettait à mais c'est pas fait c'est le gouvernement lié. OK? So il mettait lumière, il mettait de l'eau, tout bagay kay bien fini, il y a pile fini check kay bien, meuble kay bien meuble connaît que Kaisa pas tap craser mais Kaisa craser fi sa perdi tout bagay parce que tout petit cobay tout petit cob tap serré il utilise tout petit cob ça pour faire Kaisa qu'on y a lui-même avec Timona et pas rien côté tap di Maria déporté m'ai tendu nous ça déjà il tap di Maria déporté c'est dans l'église là l'a dormi moun yo nous pas gain problème nous gain en pile problème dans communauté haïtienne nous gain problème et problème yo doit adresser nous gain problème Haïti et nous gen problème nan Naso Bahamas côté moun yo pa gen pile moun ki pa gen côté pou yo rete kay sa y ap krasé nan tout zile bon tout kay ap krasé nan tout zile gen moun ka prele encore nan zile Lutra ça c'est un moun m'ap gen l'autre dimanche pou me fin parler de cause ça côté la prele m pou di m de ça k'ap fèt et Lutra an pandam la m'ap fè un gros shout out à Flipside Flipside ka fè bon travail nan communauté haïtienne un moun ki besoin kap mete papier en dedans on fait qu'importe bagay ki ki deal avec immigration checke Flipside Louis Georges okay Flipside consultation ki located on Robinson Road en face Popeyes okay c'est là n'a besoin bon service en l'air bon service le fini prix a bon so make sure pour nous supporter un monde ki kap comprendre ka nous un monde kap nous parler même langue avec un monde qui ca aider nous bien aider so Lubi fait toute application pour immigration OK so il fait traduit tout il fait traduction pour monde qui gagne document qui besoin traduit qu'importe langue li fait travail ça autour la fini sous besoin pour mettre visa tout li fait ça tout so make sure nous checker Flipside consultation OK on Robinson Road for the best service love it the price is good also so be sure to go there. I did say that I was going to give away some free tickets for Cadillac and Beijing. And that I will do. Because, of course, I do not go back on my word. So definitely will do so. I hope everybody is listening for the ticket. To know, hey, when I ask the question, you will be, I don't know who will be the lucky winner, but who will be the lucky winner to win this ticket for Cadillac and Beijing? Cadillac and Beijing is next week Sunday. Next week Sunday, I don't know what's going on with my internet, but it's going on and off. Right. So, like I said, I'm going to give away some free tickets for Cadillac and Beijing. That's going to be Easter Sunday. Okay. Cadillac and Beijing, c'est pour Easter Sunday, là, il y a lot dimanche cap 31. Mas nan BCPA you all Cadillac and Beijing ap live nan Naso Bahamas so m ta souhaite pour tout moun branché konya sou pa branché lundi lot lè m bay ticket sa yo pou kaladan. The number to reach me is 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259 and please do not forget my show is sponsored by Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center. Oh wow. Is that a caller already? Hello, good evening. Welcome to Let's Talk Together.
Hi, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
Good. Did someone win the tickets already for Beijing and Cadillac?
Oh, wow. I just actually announced that. You are good. Well, I'm giving away a few tickets, but you're going to be the first winner if you would get the question right. So I'm going to ask you, when was the last time that Cadillac in Beijing was in town?
When was the last time they were here in Nassau? Do I have to give the month and the year?
Yes, that would be good. And what event they came to, all of that. Can you remember?
June. Can you give me a cue if I'm on the right track?
Yes, you are. You're on the right. I mean, come on. Yes, okay, you're on the right track.
June 2023.
Mm-hmm. Great. What they came for?
Is it the Haitian Cultural Conference?
You got it, girl. You got it. Correct. You got it. That's right. They came June for the Haitian Cultural Compas Fest. So you are indeed our lucky winner. C'est vous même qui gagne ticket pour Cadillac avec Beijing. Concert qui a fait go bal qui a fait l'autre dimanche 31 mars en Abjouenou. Let my producer will take your name and your number. So when you come off air, he'll take your name and your number. Don't hang up. And so that I can have your information so you can have your free ticket to Cadillac in Beijing. That's how I operate. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling. Who just hooked you up?
Thank you. They will call me back on the same number.
You can stay right on the line. Don't hang up. Give my producer your information. So I can get it so that I can make sure that you get your ticket, okay? You're welcome.
Thanks.
You welcome. OK. So tout moun konnen se sa kap fèt, se kon sa m travay, depi m di yon bagay se sa liye, Cadillac avec Beijing lòt dimanche, fè Dimanche Easter, right? OK. Men bagay kote, y ap ay live nan BCP yo you all, mban ta souhaite kras moun pata rate okasyon sa, avec Cadillac avec Beijing. Bon bagay, bel bagay, kote yo getan pare, on Easter party, ok, nou ap di Dolcio Production, nap di yo merci an pil, nap di O Andres merci, nap di Vest Air, ki se yon nan sponsor pou Cadillac avec Beijing, nap di yo merci O Andres, thank you so much, that's why I always get my food from, merci, well, free publicité pour Andres Morales m'a venu sou ça pas gratis non nèg. So I want you guys to come out m vle pou nou vini l'autre dimanche pour nous bien enjoy nous. Kote m tap gade yon bagay et A Dream Entertainment avec New Look. M tap gade nan bagay kote li même et New Look cancel parce que New Look te vin na so depuis en 2023 année passée mais nous connaît papa monsieur qui en charge New Look là te mouri côté il pas ka vini encore mais konya New Look même te doué jouer pour 13 mai yo te doué jouer dans Nassau Bahamas mais le pou yo te jwe d'après de contrat moun nan fin si yon contrat avòk kote yo ke se sa ou chaje après ça yon mote l'agence sou Dream Entertainment kon ya Dream Entertainment di pa paye ça parce que nou te getan si yon contrat pou tellement yon pa paye ça kote yi di pa paye et New Look di pa vini si yi pa bay res l'agence sa mwen sa an son bagay ki vraiment pa professionnel men yi pa vraiment professionnel because on moun kon sa ou pa ka fè travay sa pou ap fè on moun abi kon sa bon moun konya pou fè on program nan Nassau Bahamas ki moun wap jwenn konya ki moun wap jwenn wap jwenn tout kalite moun sa len ap chaje gwo l'ajan sa pou nou vini nan peyi sa ki moun ap jwenn se on sel group nan kominote ayisyen ki toujou pati on sel group de pou pati wap jwenn menm group moun nan. OK, pa gen l'argent qu'on y a là pour di comme ça pour déplacer on jazz pour payer jazz là 20-30,000 dollars qui quoi va faire quoi va faire comme ça qui moun wa bijoine tout qui vini comme ça OK, so I'm telling you that it's a bon problem because Dream Entertainment tap travail en pile. Il tap travail di. Et ou ka imagine nou moun nan gen tap gen ta dwe gen nou look la pou 13 mai. Et ça ou sa vle di gen en pile dépense gen tan fè. Kon wè paye DJ, ou chache yon kote, kote nou look tap ay jwe tout bagay sa yo, konprann? So mais jazz là n'a fait bagaille yo c'est pour nous ganti conscience tout et pour nous ganti conscience et pour nous ganti conscience tout OK I live comme ça il est et pour nous ganti conscience là n'a fait bagaille yo nous pas qu'à faire bagaille comme ça parce que pas gain l'argent que tu gain on va pas joindre comme ça encore non ou pas qu'à joindre comme ça encore pas gain l'argent dans so ba masque en pile problème so I do want to give another ticket my bound lot ticket and I don't know who's going to be my other lucky winner for those that are tuning the number is 323-62-32 325-43-16 325-42-59 I'm going to buy a lot ticket pour nous ka aller nan Cadillac avec Beijing m'getan gen un moun ki gagne m'ta me bay un lot ticket encore le numéro c'est 323-62-32-325-43-16 325-42-59 tout moun konnen Cadillac avec Beijing is hosted by yours truly Lady T Luby Georges yep so come out people we have some of the hottest DJs that's going to be on. So make sure you guys come out. We have DJ LG. DJ LG is one of our DJ. Mba konnen sa. Sa bagay sa gen. Nou gen DJ LG ki se yon na DJ anou. La DJ anko. Kap fini. Hello, good evening. Welcome to Guardian. Hello, good evening. Welcome to Let's Talk Together.
Hello.
Hi, bonsoir, bienvenue à nous parler ensemble.
Yeah, bonsoir, les outils, how are you?
Bien, oui, chérie, comment y est?
Mal, non, pas que je m'en question, non, vous voyez, question, moi, je m'en suis dit, bon, cap, please.
Marie Vitae.
Yes, ma'am.
Non, je ne peux pas faire de ticket, ça, quand ça, quand pas boli, c'est celle-là, je dis, ma baille ticket pour l'émission.
Ah, oh, OK.
Toute journée, m'a voye mouté dans la radio, so pa bijan voye émission, relé émission pour dire belle show, nous aimer ça. C'est ça m'a marqué nous. Non.
Non, madé Anderson boue.
Anderson moi show.
Nous ça relé même toujours écouter émission.
Nous connons toujours écouter. I know that. I know that. I know that, but this is my show. Mko Nessa. Mko Anderson and me. Anderson is 360. I'm Lady T. Let's talk together. We different.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry, mpase sete meme emisyon.
Mem, no, no, pa meme emisyon. Pam nan se 6 pou 7 pa Anderson nan pou 7 pou 8.
Oh, no, gene pa fwa mbranche nan 6 m toujou ap koute, m toujou di
mais c'est pour rele. C'est nous même qui pou supporte radio a nou gen pou nou rele. Okay. All right.
Okay, sorry baby, sorry. Okay, bye. Sorry honey.
Ou pa besoin di bye, ou met rete m'a bon ticket a. Please go gen san rele la fini, please que ou se fanatique radio a ou toujou branché sou radio a, automatiquement si yon moun dwe gen ticket sa, il ta dwe ou, c'est pas vrai? Okay, m'a mande un seul ticket question. Ki production kap mene Cadillac avec Beijing? Simple question.
Qui est-ce qui a mené Cadillac avec Beijing?
Mm-hmm. Qui position qui souffle là?
Jeg. Jeg. Il y a aussi non Jeg, mais non, c'est Osmi.
Non, production qui souffle là même. Qui non qui souffle là?
Oh, m'ba gen flyer, m'ba konnen. M'ba konnen se moun kap mene la. Sorry.
You are se men moun na kap mene la. M'a vwa pale de... M'a vwa pale de men bagay, oui, but m'bezwen non production, because the production is right on it. Le fini tout ap tande emisyon an bien, m'so di non production.
Oh, ok. M'jez mwanshe la dan.
Oh, ou fè an mwanshe?
Yeah, m'jez mwanshe padan moun premier moun nan repon question, c'est là ça moi même m'a chercher n'ai pas prêt le sur WhatsApp m'a pas rentrer qu'on y a m'a battre pour rentrer sous minute même pas gain pile minute m'a faire un rentrer là-dedans
OK so wap dim non bon
non
m'a connait non OK well m'a toujours botiquer because
Hold on.
You got it?
Well, could y'all let me see? Dulcio Production.
Correct. Dulcio Production is the production that's bringing Cadillac and Beijing. Thank you so much for calling in. Marie Vita. Okay, rete sou lin nan, bay produsyon am li me ou telefono avèk nou an pou m ka make sure m kontakte pou tike ou, tande?
Ok, menm ba gen apil minute pou sou el koupe.
Non, gen tan ba, ou gen pou bay produsyon an li me ou telefono an, ou ka rele m nan telefono am 431-1514. Ou ka vè un mesaj pou m nan WhatsApp. 431-1514, ok?
Ok, thank you so much.
Merci an pil chéri pou rele.
Yeah, hello.
Wow. I am loving it. I am loving it. I was just rather, you know, she only calls when it's time for tickets, but that's fine because she always tune in to the show. So I'm happy that she was one of the winners who won for the ticket. Those who are listening. Okay. All right, so don't forget you're still tuned in to Guardian 96.9 FM with Let's Talk Together. We will be right back. After this break.
Seyen epi chita, s'il vous plaît, yap rele pou radiografi ou. Tale, se sa ki fè rele Saltan. Ou pa gen problem nan Fortress Diagnostic Center, image at Grosvenor's, nou pa jam fè plize rendez-vous rezultat. Sa vle di, entre, soti. Si test depi stajou moutre ekran, radiolog nou ka kondi alternatif test depi taj sa. Kounya la menm. Ou bien, rele nou nan 328-81-57 pou fè randevou a Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, image a Grosvenor, ou bien rele nou nan 328-81-57 fè randevou a Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, image a Grosvenor, ou bien vizite lokasyon nou Kamake Lod Chodia.
We need to talk. And it's about something pretty important, your NIB contributions. For nearly 50 years, NIB contributions from hardworking Bahamians have supported families and individuals alike. But Bahamian families have changed. Families are having fewer children. This means less workers are entering the workforce and making contributions. And with Bahamian retirees living longer, pension payments have also increased. As a result, payouts have gone up, continuously exceeding contributions coming in, resulting in a deficit. That's why, starting on July 1st, 2024, both employers and employees will have to pay a little extra to sustain this national lifeline. The July 1st rate increase is our way of ensuring that NIB benefits are available for generations to come. We all have a role to play, and it starts with investing in tomorrow, today, with NIB.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9
FM. Welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM with Fresh News, Smart Talk all day. Indeed, you are listening to Let's Talk Together with your host, Lady T. It's a pleasure. Communauté haïtienne, bonsoir, bienvenue pour moun ki fè rang branché. A Guardian 96.9 FM avec animatrice communauté haïtienne Lady T. C'est un plaisir l'été pour moi t'es là avec nous après-midi. Je prends occasion ça pour me dire tout le monde bonne fête Pâques qui c'est Happy Easter holiday. You guys be safe and do enjoy. Don't forget Cadillac and Beijing will be here live Sunday 31st at BCPOU Hall. Be sure to get your ticket early, okay? Because it's about to be a movie and you don't want to miss it. So pas oublier tout le monde dans la communauté haïtienne, s'il vous plaît, achetez ticket en abonnés pour Cadillac avec Beijing parce que m'ta souhaité nous pas rater ça parce que ça a pas un différent cinéma. Cap 31 mars dans BCPOU Hall. Pour ticket, information on carrelem tout. Mais nous avons des informations sur flyer. Anderson 360 is up next. Indeed, I want to finish talk about the Shantytown issue, but I will pick up on that next week, Sunday, with my guest that's going to call me from I think Eleuthera.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Let's Talk Together. Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well.
I came to answer a question.
Okay, well, I already give away all the tickets that I'm supposed to give away, so I'm sorry you call late. No more tech, no more free giveaways. I already give away the two tickets.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in, though. Okay, so I already give away all the tickets. So, yes, thank you so much, you guys. Have a great Sunday. Merci un peu pour tout auditeur, auditrice qui était fréquent sur Guardian 96.9 FM, where we have fresh news, smart talk all day. You guys, have a great Sunday. Enjoy. See you again.
Let's Talk Together in English was brought to you by Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, the Bahamas' largest and most experienced dedicated radiological center.